Look what we have here. It is Sayed Aman, and you are now tuning into From Humble Beginnings, your podcast for helping you become a better entrepreneur through documentation and the life struggle of a young entrepreneur trying to make it from poverty and 9 to 5, from living in his parents' basement to living in Dallas and Texas, all the way to his journey to success and happiness and successful businesses and leadership. So that's kind of who I am. I'm a software engineer. I like technology. I also like entrepreneurship, and I like making content. I like marketing, I like sales a little bit. You know, I like a lot of different things, but I think in terms of strength, I really, really like making stuff for other people. Content or apps or games or something like that for other people. I think that's where I excel at. So today I'd like to touch upon that. On one of those strengths, and one of those strengths is my Twitch stream. And like, so I actually started working on my game, okay? And like, this is so extremely exciting because I haven't been working on my game in forever. I remember 2 years ago, can't even remember if this was before I even got a job. I think this was even before I even got a job. I actually worked on, you know, my first job when I was still unemployed. I quit NYU, I believe. So I think the timeline was I quit NYU, dropped out of NYU, played video games for another 2-3 months. You know, just like 18 hours a day. That was fun. And then on February 2017, or no, I think it was March 2016. I am pretty sure it was March, April 2016. About 2 years ago, when I made the decision, or I think it was February actually, 2016, I made the decision of quitting, quitting playing video games. Company of Heroes, so I used to be a really, really good Company of Heroes 2 gamer, and I decided on actually pursuing my dream of making a video game. So like the whole time I was just playing video games competitively. I really liked it. It was a real-time strategy game called Company of Heroes 2. It was World War 2. It was a lot of multiplayer. One issue that I saw was that RTS games are very anti-social, and I really liked social atmospheres. I really liked playing with my friends. So I wanted to bring that social atmosphere to real-time strategy. And as you can see, you know, you have Fortnite and you have Dota and you have League of Legends and all these extremely popular games that are very team-oriented, right? Free-to-play, team-oriented, you know, get your team members on, your friends on, you know, like this is such a genius idea. It's very esports, you know, all that. It's such a genius idea in my opinion, because man, just look at the success of Fortnite. Look at the success of all these games where just team-oriented, free-to-play. You know what I mean? Like, come on. I was on the right track, and I'm just so upset at myself because I just didn't pursue that game. I came across a really smart idea, a really good idea. But I guess ideas don't really matter that much because it's the execution that matters. Now, the execution's really hard because 5v5 real-time strategy game using Unreal Engine is extremely difficult. You gotta learn how C++ works from the bottom up, how game engines work, and how Unreal Engine works, and how graphics work, and all these sort of things. It's extremely challenging, it's extremely complicated, but I had the balls, I had the audacity to dream big and be like, man, I am gonna make this game. I'm gonna make this game by myself. You know, I'm first gonna start off by myself, get some press, you know, get people on it, get some social media exposure and all that. And man, I totally gave up with applying to jobs. He like, I really wanted to apply to a job because my parents were just yelling at me like, man, you got to get out of the house, you got to start making money and all this sort of stuff. And I just had to say kind of goodbye. I remember that day when I was like, okay, so the priority is let me get a job, let me get a 9-to-5, and then I can start focusing on my video game. So here I am, 2 years later, I have the 9-to-5 and I still haven't started the video game. You know, I actually did start it last year, 2017, spent a few months working on it, made a bit of progress, you know, significant progress for a person who, you know, just started video game development. You know, I learned C++, learned Unreal Engine, Blueprint, and all sort of stuff. It was a very fun experience. The only issue is I procrastinated a lot, and I spent most of my time just watching YouTube videos and all that, and I just felt like it wasn't worth it. What I should have done was actually focus on making the game, actually, you know, making the content. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened. I don't know why I just gave up. I just stopped doing it. I think I was looking for another job and I had to focus on programming and also procrastinated because it's extremely hard making games. So this is just me being upset about my past actions. I jump on things, but then I freaking taper out. Why the hell do I do that? That's ridiculous, man. I gotta get a grip of myself and like realize that when I start something, I need to commit to it. So there's a few things that I started, you know, Kree, which is this 5v5 strategy game, the Amazon business, my personal brand. Those are the three things that are really in my mind right now. I also want to do my Airbnb business. I'm going to do all these sort of things because I just love doing all sorts of things. It's extremely fun for me, you know, doing all these things. I think I'm really passionate and just making things, you know. I think that's what I'm really passionate about. I like building things. I'm good at building things. And I think I want to do that for video games. So the whole pitch for my video game is look at Fortnite, look at League of Legends, look at all these games that kind of have this framework of free to play, accessible, beautiful, competitive, you know, esports friendly, social, and team oriented. Emphasis on team oriented. See, I want to bring all that to RTS. RTS has long been that genre. Sorry, that was my phone. RTS has long, it's gonna ring two more times, so bear with me. RTS has long been this anti-social one versus one game where just one person just tries to dominate another person. There isn't really much talking, there isn't really much socializing with friends. I wanted to bring that to real-time strategy game. There's actually a real-time strategy game called World of Conflict, which was actually 5v5, I believe. I think it was 4v4 or 3v3. I think it was 4v4, and it was really fun. A lot of people played it. It was like this: one person controlled the tanks, one person controlled the airships, one person controlled the infantry, you know, the soldiers, foot soldiers, and one person controlled like support, you know, like anti-air or like anti-tank, you know, that sort of stuff. Support. I kind of wanted to create, you know, a game with a similar taste where it's five players instead, and instead of each player controlling like an army, each player would, you know, control like a few heroes, almost like sort of like Dota, where you have like, you know, a few heroes. In Krieg, a player would control like, let's say, like five units, so like a tank, and maybe, well, if it's an armored thing, if the guy is specialized in armor, then I guess it wouldn't be five tanks. It would be more like, you know, one tank and maybe like an armored vehicle and a tank. And then the infantry guy would have like a bit more, like, you know, like five soldiers, you know, like three soldier squads and like a sniper squad and a machine gun squad. And then you would have like the support team has like the repairman and like the fuel trucks for the truck for the tank. It's just really, really cool. I really like strategy games. I grew up playing strategy games. I grew up playing competitive games like Halo. I loved Command and Conquer. I loved Civilization. I loved SimCity. I loved Age of Empires. I loved what other strategy games that I play? I forgot what it's called, but some Kingdom game. Total War. I loved playing. This reminds me of the time when I bought a Total Wars game from GameStop and it was the freaking expansion. I was so sad. I was a young kid, like 13 years old, 14 years old. I was barely even allowed to go to GameStop. My parents would yell at me if I ever wanted to buy a game or like play games. And I remember I walked like 4 miles to GameStop from my school, you know, when my mom was at work. And I traveled all the way to GameStop painstakingly, went through some loopholes to try to get a strategy game. Oh my god, it was scary. I was alone, I was a little kid. It was going to the industrial zone where like there's a lot of warehouses and like, you know, there wasn't really much houses or like people. And I remember this one time I took my brother there and he started crying and he wanted to go back halfway, and I told him he could just go back, walk home, but I was being mean to him. But like, I took him there and then we came back and that was that. Good times. This is one. So yeah, I went to GameStop and I wanted to buy a game, so I saw that there was this cool real-time strategy game with a lot of Imperial soldiers on it, and I bought it, and it was just a freaking expansion. Oh my god, the expansion was like $30 too, and I was so sad. And now here I am at age 22, and you know, buying things or having freedom is just not even a problem anymore. We just take freedom and purchasing power for granted so many times. Sometimes it's exciting. It's exciting where I am compared to like when I was like 13 years old, when like I barely had any freedom. I couldn't even buy a game if I wanted to. Now here I am when I'm 22. I have the ability to buy games, but I don't because of internal discipline and internal desire to make it big in life. I just can't be playing video games. Now, there goes my phone again. Let me just excuse me. My gaming career, I remember I was playing Halo. I played Halo since I was 5 years old, 4 years old. So like, I played Halo since like I pretty much even started talking. First game I ever played, and for mature 17 plus game, it was the first game I ever played. I was pretty sure that was like the first game I ever knew existed. Like, I don't even know what it was, and I just saw that they were moving a character on the screen and shooting things. It was back in 2001. I was born in 1996. I was 5 years old. This was, you know, I was almost six, I believe. Good times. It was my cousins. They were in the basement and they were playing video games. They were playing Halo, and Halo looked so cool. I wanted to join in. They never let me join in. I eventually, you know, sometimes got a chance to grab the controller by begging and crying. Got it a few times. It was bliss. I just played campaign, which was a story mode pretty much, and it was fun. I was totally scared of the game because it was these aliens that wanted to kill me. It was fun. I played Halo ever since I was 5 years old, so it has a lot of nostalgia along with it. I played it, you know, played Halo 2, played Halo 3. I became really good at Halo 3. I wanted to get into MLG, but I wasn't that good. I remember I was like Brigadier with like level 48 out of 50. I was just 2 points away from like becoming a general, 5-star general, which was like the it was like the thing everybody wanted. I'm looking back in there and I was like, wow, I was extremely competitive. I wanted to get there. You know, all my friends, they weren't that competitive. They were just there to like have fun. But like, I was always there to like beat everybody. You could always see the difference. You could see like how I stood out from the group. I was just straight up weird. I wanted to beat everybody. I was the best player in my school in Halo. You know, back in elementary school, I was the best player, Halo player in the school. Also in junior high school, I was the best. In high school, I was the best. And then I moved on to Company of Heroes 2, which was a strategy game. And you know, this was like during when I was in New York University. And I also started playing Company of Heroes and Company of Heroes 2 since I was, I think, 16. I got really, really good at those games. And initially, I was really bad. But then I became really, really, really good to the point where I actually started a YouTube channel. So I was actually a content creator back in the days. Like, my cousin today, he called me and he was just encouraging me to like keep it up, and he really liked what I was doing and he liked one of my podcasts. So, you know, I'm really grateful for my family members and some of my friends encouraging me. My fiance encourages me, cousins do, you know, I've been getting a lot more support than I thought I would. I'm just so used to being ostracized and so used to being rejected and not supported that this is all a surprise to me, and I feel so good when people encourage me and say they believe in me. It's very refreshing. I'm trying to do so many things, but I just love what I do. I love Twitch streaming. I love making content. I love making this podcast. I can just talk forever. Hopefully I can get better every single time when I'm more comfortable with myself. And, you know, I just love all the stuff that I'm doing. I wish I could do this all day. Like, I can't wait till I can quit my 9-to-5. I'm grateful for my 9-to-5. I'm grateful for the money that I'm making that allows me to do things like this, like podcasts and, you know, all this stuff. You know, all this stuff takes money, you know. Buying emails and domains, buying, you know, investing in stocks and investing in merchant products and accounts and memberships and books and all this stuff and apps and my phone and this mic and everything like that. It's all money that I needed to initially invest to build my career. I'm really happy where I am. I feel a lot better. I feel good. I feel good because I'm doing what I really like. I'm making, let me just list out all the things that I've been doing. I'm making a podcast, right? I'm building my personal brand. I'm building my brand on my Facebook page. I'm making YouTube videos. I'm making daily vlogs. I'm doing stories on Facebook and Instagram. I'm uploading videos on YouTube. I am publishing my podcast to like 7 different channels, like you know, iTunes podcast, you know, and all these. I am advertising my podcast on my social media platforms. I'm doing Twitch. I started developing my own video game, Krieg, which is my 5v5 multiplayer strategy game. I'm working on that again. You know, working on C++. I'm thinking about all these new business ideas, such as my Airbnb business and my Amazon business. I'm doing the Amazon business as well. There's just so much stuff that I'm doing, and it's just so exciting to me, and I don't get exhausted. I do understand that I'm doing so many things and that I might spread myself a little thin, but the thing is, I just love doing all this stuff, and it doesn't bother me, and it doesn't hurt me, and I feel like it strengthens me. Although I do understand that I have to focus on one thing, I gotta remain consistent, I gotta put in the hours. But I believe that I can maintain my personal brand, and I can do my Twitch streams, and I can work on my game, and while I can also, you know, create content full time and do vlogs and start my Amazon business and real estate. I think I can do all of that because I just have a true passion and love for doing these things. I love doing all these exciting different things. I think it's fascinating. They're all things that I'm really passionate about. I like the Amazon business because, you know, it teaches me how to sell. It teaches me, it gives me like an ability to make some real money and cash flow. Real estate is a good way to invest. Stocks and, you know, it's a good way to invest. Video games is a true passion. I was playing video games ever since I was young. I'm also pretty good at programming because I'm a software engineer. Oh yeah, I love apps as well, like building apps. You know, that's my day job. So like I am, you know, qualified. I'm a senior software engineer. So I'm really qualified to make applications. I made mobile apps and web apps and all that. So if it ever comes to an opportunity where I want to make a application, I feel like somebody would use it, then I can most surely use the application. I still have not found any like interesting application that somebody would want. That's a funny thing. Like I had the execution for building an app down, but like I don't have the idea. I can't maintain consistency on the execution when I don't have an idea. It needs to be strong. It can't be a shit idea. It needs to be something I really, really, really believe in. Yeah, that's where I am today. I don't really have that many words of advice for today. I just have a lot of things going on, basically. Twitch, you know, YouTube. By the way, I started my launched my YouTube channel today. Although I did upload a video a while back, today was like the first video where I actually uploaded like a vlog, so that was fun. Another cool thing that I've been doing is, you know, using Adobe Creative Cloud, paying for that. You know, I'm recording my podcast using Adobe Audition. It's a whole bunch of other cool tools that Adobe comes with that I really want to take advantage of, like Photoshop and Illustrator and all these other tools. It's gonna be pretty cool. I'm gonna work on those. They sound really, really fun. I wish I could just put in more hours every single day. There's my goal. My goal is just put in more hours. Just put in out more hours. Every single day, just put in more hours. If I put in more hours, if I can just maintain less laziness, if I can just maintain more hours of work every single day, I feel like I can do all these things together. If I don't put in the hours and if I slack off too much, then I'm just not going to make progress in any of them, because each and every one of these projects requires a tremendous amount of time and thought. So yeah, that's where I am. Lots of things going on. I'm really excited. I have a lot of energy and a little tired right now because it's almost my bedtime, but it's been awesome. It's been awesome. Like, I totally recommend other people doing this, like discovering themselves and making content and figuring out what they really, really want and just going ahead and make it. See, I learned a lot from Gary Vee, and Gary Vee basically said just do it, you know, just stop thinking about it so much. The idea is barely important, and it's all about the execution. It's all about putting in the hours. And you know, this podcast, for example, started off shit. Like I had no idea what to do and I just recorded it. The YouTube video, same thing, just started recording. It's still shit, you know, I have a lot to improve, but like it's getting better. Facebook, you know, my personal brand thing, like I just started it one day. It was exciting, put in a lot of hours into it. It's pretty fun. Same thing with Twitch stream. I just did a Twitch stream today of just me developing on Creek using Unreal Engine. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm streaming my game development, but I'm also going to be streaming on Saturdays and Sundays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time, just me playing video games. I think that'll keep me in tune with the community. Now, one question I have is, do I make separate accounts on Twitch? One account for Krieg, my 5v5 strategy game, and one for, like, you know, just playing around and goofing around, playing different things and, like, you know, playing with my fans. I don't know. I thought that maybe I should separate it because, you know, Krieg is a more professional thing, right? And my other account, my Syed account, you know, my personal brand account, you know, that's more of like, you know, laid back, having fun, you know, playing random games. So I don't even know. maybe developing it using my personal brand account could be really important, because then I guess I could combine the two communities. So yeah, that's where I am. I really need to go head off to bed. A lot of things going on in my life. I'm really excited about the future. One goal I have for myself starting tomorrow is I'm gonna wake up at 4 a.m. and I'm just gonna put in a lot of hours. There you go. You guys have tuned into From Humble Beginnings, your show for helping you become a better entrepreneur through example of a young man trying to make it to success and happiness. This is your host, Sayed Amon, logging out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.